Fernando.
Fernando's Dirty.
Happy Friday. We do want to pay your bill. So if your name is in our system at 997now.com, then this could be your name we announce here in about 20 minutes. If not, it just takes like a minute, literally. Just go to 997now.com, register there, tell us about the bill you want us to pay, and then bam, could be you that we call out here in just a few minutes. Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, you know her as Sansa Stark. Well, she has beautiful hair, but for a while in the middle of filming that show, her role changed from the daughter of aristocrats to that grittier role when she left that life behind to head to the wall. Spoiler alert. Y'all, if you don't know by now.
There are so many seasons, you can't.
Listen, there's so many characters, I can barely keep up.
Exactly, who can? She said right about season 5, that's when like things started to change, and they asked her, well, listen, can you stop washing your hair?
Ooh.
And so she's like, oh, okay. I mean,
for how long?
Oh, like weeks and weeks while they were filming
weeks?
The show.
Yeah, I mean, my mom, back in the day, now she'll do it herself sometimes because she doesn't go as often. But when my mom was going to the beauty bar, as she calls it, every week, she only washed her, she only got her hair washed there. She never washed her hair herself.
Oh, yeah, like older ladies do that. My mom does that. My aunties do that. They only go to the salon and they get it like they scrape the hair, like, with the little brushes.
They scrape that scalp,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they be, like, making it look all poofy and stuff. And they they only go once a week. And if we go on vacation for, like, 2 weeks, they'll find a salon to go to out there.
To wash their hair.
To wash their hair. But they sleep like this on the pillow, like, with their hands on underneath their
chin. You don't want to mess up that.
My mom does not sleep like
you can't
that.
You can't flatten the poof.
I think a lot of women, and I don't know this, but doesn't your hair, can't you fix your hair better when it's not washed,
because
it holds the shape you want?
Curling in and doing updos is so much better when it's not like just washed, because then all the baby hairs stick out and stuff. So you want to actually have greasy kind of nasty
hair. Maybe like
hair.
A day or two
greasy,
is okay.
Nasty. I don't know, like greasy nasty.
Girl, Jackie Hollywood only washes her hair once a week, and that thing looks like a grease ball.
Oh, you're right.
Ball.
Now that's
girl,
true.
You're putting her on blast.
Now
that's
I tell
true.
Her to her face, I'm like, wash your hair.
Triple eight.
Maybe she should be on Game of Thrones.
888-456-9970. What's the longest you've gone, and how long do you wait before you wash your hair? Speaking of Jackie Hollywood on Game of Thrones, sometimes those outfits, she looks like she's going to be on.
Right?
You see the last thing she posted? I'm like, it looked like she was joining the cast. I'm like, girl, did your parents stop paying for your clothes or what? We might talk to her later next week. She's doing a big appearance.
Breaking
and we gotta get
news.
To the bottom, too.
I saw that this morning on
Instagram.
She's
a singer now, apparently.
Oh, my God.
She's been a singer, but this is going to be like her first live appearance somewhere.
All right, we'll talk to her about that next week. I can't wait.
Oh, get ready.
Oh, I
anyway,
can't wait.
Sophie Turner said it got really, really nasty. It got so greasy. All this fake snow was sticking to her hair.
Well,
everything in her hair.
And she runs, and she's always in the woods and in the mud and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you can't wash your hair. I mean, I guess you can clean off a little bit, maybe rinse, but not actually use any shampoo. It's nasty. It's really disgusting.
You can use that Pantene.
No, the Batiste dry shampoo is the best. And a lot of times it's buy one, get one half off.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll look for that.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to look for that, too.
I don't have that much to wash, so I don't worry about it.
All right. And you know what? I wish Rihanna would put out some new music. Instead, she's going to be putting out more clothes. She's got a luxury fashion line coming up, her own sportswear, beauty, and lingerie collections. She's working with the same company that gives you Christian Dior and Givenchy and Marc Jacobs
launch
her own
my God.
Eponymous high-end fashion line.
Goodness, I can't tell you. When I see my Givenchy, I'm like, ding.
Oh, hold on, I got you.
Get so excited. Yeah. Wait. Does it spark joy?
Yeah, that's what I do when I see my Givenchy.
Well, all I know is I can't wait
to
see
this. Where the hell do you buy Givenchy?
I don't even know what
it is. Givenchy store.
I thought it was Givenchy.
Givenchy?
I used to think
that's
it was.
That's how it spells.
Someone had to correct me.
Listen, I can afford Zara. That's high.
Hey, Zara's hella nice.
I like Zara. I have this Zara jacket. Every time I wear it, people are like, where'd you get that? I'm like, it's Givenchy.
Yeah, just lie. All right, that's going to do it for your Dirty What the Friday is coming up in just a few minutes. And Greg will give you that here in a little bit. I think we got something new breaking.
Yes, one man has been banned from Carnival Cruises. I'll tell you what he did next in What the Friday.
WTF.
Oh my God.
What the Friday?
Four men, have been kicked off a Royal Caribbean cruise ship and banned for life after one of the men jumped off the ship's deck and posted a video of the stunt on social media. You know, I thought it looked fun until I rewatched the video on our social media. You can check it out at Fernando and Greg's Instagram. Dude, it was afar. Like, on TV, it doesn't look as far, but when you see the video on the Fernando and Greg Instagram, it's far. He's an idiot.
He is. He could have died.
Let me tell you why he's an idiot. He jumped off in a dress shirt. Who jumps off a boat in a dress shirt?
Somebody drunk.
Yeah.
Well, he said he was still drunk from the night before.
That's bad.
These four dudes were on this trip together. One of his friends, a video said, well, he's jumped from these kind of heights before. He's a former gym coach. He's in great shape. So we knew that, you know, he could do it and he would live. And we just wanted to make this go viral. They said they don't care that they got kicked off. He jumped off the 11th story deck. That's about 120 feet high.
I just followed him on Instagram.
Oh, Shan, don't make it worse.
Because he looks like he might be cute.
He's sort of cute.
Yeah.
The other guys look like, one guy looks like he's cute.
Look, he has a picture like doing a backflip by the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, let's see. But not off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Wow.
He wouldn't live for that.
He probably thought he was Beyonce jumping off of her yacht. You know those pictures?
Oh, this one dude. The one dude he's with in this picture is fine, unless that's him. Look at that.
Uh-huh. See, I'm telling you.
I'm glad he got more looks than sense.
Forgive him.
He's in Lake Shasta.
He said that he could barely... Well, he's from the state of Washington.
That's why.
He's going to be over here a lot. He said he could... Maybe we could get him on the phone and interview him
I'll slide through the DMs one time.
What are we going to ask him? Why are you so dumb?
I want to know how it felt. He said he could barely walk for 3 days. He said the flight home was a nightmare because he could barely sit. I mean, he was pretty severely bruised up.
I feel so bad for him.
He said his ass hurt for 3 days, which I know the feeling.
I mean, that's happened.
I definitely know the feeling. Royal Caribbean says that this was stupid, reckless behavior. It is.
Thank you,
absolutely, absolutely correct. And they were kicked off immediately. It wasn't like they said, okay, we're going to take you. They were kicked off in Nassau, which is the Bahamas, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, the Bahamas. They were kicked off there, had to fly back to Miami.
On their own dime?
It's on their own dime anyway. They're paying for it. Had to fly back there, and then they had to catch their flight from Miami back to Washington. So you imagine that's at least a six-hour flight. It's a six-hour flight from here.
Yeah.
So it's a six-hour flight to get back to probably Seattle, where they flew into.
Yeah.
As a pain, for sure.
In the butt.
Okay, I just DM'd him. I said, my coworker thinks you're cute. Can we interview you on the Fernando?
That's not how you're just that professional, well, Shan.
Yeah, that's not how you like line up an interview.
Whatever, dude.
Why don't you start that with everybody? Yeah. Shamar Moore, my coworker thinks you're cute. Right. Can we interview you?
Reach out to Chris Pratt.
If we get a message back, y'all are going to thank me, and I'm going to start.
Why don't you do that with every celebrity that we want
to
interview?
I'm going to.
My coworker thinks you're cute.
Yeah.
Can we interview you?
I guess we got to get in somehow.
I'll do that to Barack Obama. See if he falls for it. Get an interview with him. And listen, we go from that to a kind of a disgusting photo. That's also on our, is this on the 99.7 now or the Fernando and Greg?
Fernando
and Greg Instagram. You can see a Subway employee resting her bare feet on a food prep counter while talking on her cell phone.
Disgusting. Like her
bare feet up on the food prep counter.
And you know, and she looked like she just had the longest day on her feet.
I think it's like the longest nails.
Well, no, I didn't see the nail. It didn't look like her nails were big, but man, she just looked like them feet have been sweating all day, too.
You know what? It feels like that would actually feel really good because it's probably cold, nice and cold up there, and she had a long day.
No. And listen to who this lady was. She wasn't just a 17-year-old employee who was goofing around. This was the owner's wife. She had her big old feet up next to the pickles.
Damn.
Shan always finds a reason for bad behavior.
You know?
This happened.
She probably tired. She needed a little rest.
This happened at the University of very close to the University of Michigan campus in Ann Arbor. Saw those poor kids. They tried to get brain power for studying, and she got her big old toenails up in those pepperoncinis or whatever they're called.
This is a big deal. When you're that age, I mean, Subway's kind of a go-to place.
Yeah, it's $5 foot long.
Yeah, literally foot long.
Yeah, really. Her feet are the foot long. I'll put them toenails up in there.
Oh, oh. Well, the customer took a photo and stuck it on social media, so hopefully they will stop doing this.
All right, that's your What the Friday with Fernando and Greg. Man, I feel like money. Richard B. Gay. I hope I'm saying
what?
That right.
Richard
Begay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Begay.
All right. Richard Begay. Kind of like Begay, but Begay.
It's French.
All right.
Begay.
There you go. In San Jose, Richard, we need you to give us a call, please. 888-456-9970. Because after all this, we would really like to pay your bills.
He had to be tortured in high school.
I know.
Richard Begay.
And he went to Arizona State. That's what bill we're paying for him.
We're trying to pay his college.
Tuition.
College, what is it?
Student loan.
Student loan. Oh.
All right. Richard Begay of San Jose.
Poor thing.
10 minutes. All right.
We can switch last names.
Fernando and Greg. Wake up.
Turn it up. 99.7 now.
Real quick. Richard Begay of San Jose. We've still got about 3 more minutes left on the clock for you to get through and get your bills paid. That's Richard Begay. 888-456-9970. Going to be a very busy weekend in the Bay, regardless of what the weather is going to be like. Women will be taking to the streets. And, of course, people who love women as well will be taking to the streets. Several women's marches and rallies all over the Bay.
Yeah, it's Women's Wave, women's march and rallies that are going on throughout. You got San Jose, Oakland. We've got Contra Costa, and we've got San Francisco. All those points doing big women's marches this week. So it's something to be aware of. Different times for each location. Obviously, different locations for each locations as well.
I'm going to be talking about it in the weekend hit list. I'll give you all the information, the times, and where to meet up. But, yeah, a lot of women going out to these events this weekend. And rain or shine, people. So
yeah, advocating for gender equality and fight for fair protection of human rights. So, in fact, I believe there's also a lot of smaller ones as well in some of the smaller towns of the Bay, too. So you just never know where you're going to be, where some of these marches may be going on. It might be worth it to get out there. I know we did the one, gosh, I believe it was like 2 years ago now. That was amazing just to see like the just everyone gathering together, making their statements and doing their thing. It was a lot of fun to be a part of.
They're really positive and uplifting events, and that's what they're all about. Uplift women leaders, advocate for gender equality, as Fernando said. So you can get to our Instagram, the Fernando and Greg Instagram. We do have more details, but like I said, the big ones in San Jose, Oakland. We got Walnut Creek, and we have the Civic Center in San Francisco.
A lot of the fun, too, is to see all the banners and all the crazy stuff that people like to bring along and what they say. And I know I posted a lot of that stuff on my Instagram the year I did it. So want to see some of that from over the weekend as well. Again, we'll get them all posted for you on our social at Fernando and Greg. Keep following there on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We are everywhere. Let's go, Shan.
Hey, okay. So I know Shan's news is usually always about food, but this time, it's all about love. Listen up, Bay Areans. Now is your chance to be famous. BART is looking for couples who actually met on BART. Valentine's Day, believe it or not.
Some of those couples don't need to be found. It's met and are still together, or just met once. And
That was it.
I always heard when I moved here about the last car on BART.
Oh.
They ain't looking for that.
Okay. That's not what they're looking for.
But Valentine's Day, believe it or not, is coming up, and they want to feature an awesome couple who spotted each other on BART. You can enter by DMing at SFBART your love story so you too can be on their love train feature. They said they're always looking for something different. So who knows? DM them your story and how you and your partner met, and you two could be the next love story they feature on BART.
That's pretty cool. The only thing that isn't cool is, so we have a regular writer of BART on our staff. He was featured in one of their ad campaigns.
Yeah.
And they didn't give him nothing.
Oh.
I think they might have given him free rides for a month.
Dude, you know what? He was so proud of that.
Oh, yeah.
He printed out his picture on BART that BART posted, and he has it in his cubicle.
Well, that's fine. I just told him, You need to tell them you want money for that. Like, that's ridiculous. You can't feature me in your ad without giving me something.
Girl, people are happy to get whatever. Yeah,
you should get free Bart for a year for that.
They should.
But that's not the only time. I believe he was also on an AC Transit campaign.
He loves riding the bus.
He loves it.
All right, we would love to hear from you, too. If you met on Bart and you have a love story from Bart, 888-456-9970. We'll take the dirty ones off the air. The clean ones on the air.
Right. You know, it gets really, really close there. Like a rush hour. You're all kind of crunched in there.
Maybe
you
sparked up a conversation. No, they featured a couple that met 19 years ago at the Pittsburgh Bay Point train.
I would like for them to maybe hand out perfume samples when you go on there. Because some of those people are stanky.
All right. If that's you, call us. 888-456-9970. Stanky people. Take a break. But if you did meet the love of your life on Bart, let us know. If you're still together, that's even better. New Ariana Grande. Here's the remix already.
Skies full of stars. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings.
All right, we got it. Let me get into Ginger. Got it.
Time for Down Home.
All right.
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl. Oh,
I love the sound of music.
I do too, but we don't play the Sound of Music soundtrack on 99.7 now.
We played Love Train about 10 minutes ago.
No, that was only a bed. We actually played that as a bed.
New Ariana is called Seven Rings. And yeah, if it sounded really, really familiar, it's because it is from The Sound of Music. At least that's where she's getting the melody from. All right, we'll play it again for you because it's number one trender on Twitter this morning. Everybody talking about the new Ariana Grande. You got it first at 99.7 now. Ginger is waiting patiently. Good morning.
Hey, are we going to boogie tonight?
Yes, Mom.
Where are we boogie?
We are going to boogie tonight.
Where are we boogieing?
Boogie Cousins.
Oh, of course.
Come on, Fernando.
He makes
back.
His return.
His first game back.
He's finally going to play. So we'll see how he fits in. I don't know if he's in tip-top shape, you know, basketball. What do they call it? Basketball shape yet.
He's supposed to be.
And he's mean, too. So he's kind of like Draymond. So we got two people out there kicking people in the
Watch it.
Aggressive.
No, he's nice now. He's a warrior. That was before he was a warrior.
Well, Mom, you didn't even call us. We had a huge storm here in the Bay Area. You didn't even see if I was okay.
Yeah, we could have blown away or floated away. I mean, it was a lot of water.
Well, I've been asking you if it's been raining. It's fixing to start here. That's what I told you yesterday. Those cows will probably have their calves because it's supposed to be 21 degrees.
Woo! They like to deliver in the cold?
Yep.
Hold on. We did this the other day. Let's see if Shan still knows. Shan, what's freezing?
32 degrees.
Oh.
Yes.
So you are going to be 11 degrees below freezing, Mom. Woo.
You better
get them fur coats out.
I'll go get it right now.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend. I hope you get at least one of these calves maybe out.
I hope so, too.
How much is a calf worth, Mom?
Probably $500.
Oh, hey.
Oh. Well,
it's a little more than that once they eat a little bit.
Well, they sell them by the pounds, so they're...
Feed them well.
If they're little, they're not as much. If the bigger they get, the more they weigh.
The more McDonald's wants
to
pay.
What do you mean no, Shan?
No, don't talk about that.
Shan, all you do is eat a jack in the box. Where do you think it comes from?
Not a baby cow.
No, but then you feed it and you let it grow and then...
But an adult cow is okay.
I don't like to think about it like
Shan's
that.
Shan's one of those people, she doesn't want to know where her food comes from.
Well, don't tell her. All right. Go Warriors.
Go
Love
Warriors.
You, bye.
Love you, bye.
You don't want to go to the sale barn with my brother?
Absolutely not. A sale barn?
Yeah.
It's where they sell the meat like that?
No. Okay, so when the cow matures... enough to where it's got some poundage, it's looking good. Mm-mm. You load it up in the trailer, take it to the sale barn.
No.
There's a bunch of people around. They pull the cow out and then, hey, 100. Or sometimes there's an auction, and then the other times they just weigh it. And they buy it by the pound.
Oh,
somebody
Lord.
Will buy it by the pound.
Nah, not interested. Not interested.
But you'll go to Jack in the Box at 2 o'clock
in
the morning.
Yeah, because I'm not thinking about that.
What you thinking about?
I'm thinking about the buttermilk ranch that they better hook me up with.
That you're pouring all over my mom's cow.
We're paying more bills at 8:20.